Hey guys, so I'm back with a new episode as promised. And before we get into this episode, if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe on any podcast platform that you're currently listening to this episode so that you won't miss any future episodes and so you can catch up on all the previous episodes that I have posted thus far. So let's get into it. So today's episode, I wanted to talk about the idea of being a single woman in society. And I felt very relatable to this topic. For one, I am a single woman. And for two, I've been a single woman before and I've been a woman in a relationship before. So I feel like being single for women at a certain age, it's shunned upon. You know, many people look at it like there's something wrong with you, or you're doing something wrong. It's you. You're the problem. Why are you single at so-and-so age? You should be dating. Aren't you lonely? And it's not that bad being single. Ideally, no one wants to be single, you know. Maybe at a period in your life, you've gone through a breakup or a situation where you was married for a long time and you get divorced, or you recently broke up with someone and you want to focus in on being by yourself. But ideally, no one chooses to be single. Or if you choose to be single, it's because of the circumstances that had happened for you to want to choose to be single. But being single and how it's looked upon, it's something that I always disliked, and I don't like the pressure of that feeling, because especially in my family, when I always be in periods of me being single, and let me just put a disclaimer out there, I am in my late 20s, so for one, I just feel like I'm young and exploring my options and been dating. So that's normal for young women to do. But for some women, they see it as something's wrong with you because you're single. And I guess maybe the older generation, they are used to being in, you know, committed relationships or marriages, and they believe in staying for the long run, and they believe in making things work and sticking it out, and you know, you have to be with that person if you love them, and this is and that. Like, I stick by my man personality mindset, but I personally feel like I choose to be single. I'd rather be single than be in an unhappy, unsuccessful relationship. And I may be young, but I know when something isn't meant for me. You know, as women, having a very spiritual connection and being very spiritually aware and being in situations that weren't the healthiest for me, I could recognize when something is unhealthy for me. Or I sometimes could recognize red flags. And I say sometimes because sometimes, you know, the red flags may be confusing sometimes, and then, you know, you go along with it hoping things will change, and the red flags keep getting red to the point where they are blowing in the wind, honey, and then you're forced to leave a situation. But a lot of times I feel like a lot of single women get this pressure from society, from their loved ones, from people from the outside looking in, to be in a relationship just to have the feeling of being with someone. And that's not healthy, and that's not great advice. You know, I would never tell a woman to stay with this man that is a narcissist, that is abusive mentally or physically, a person that doesn't make you happy, doesn't add any value to you, just so you can come home to a man every night and lay with someone at night. I don't think that's healthy. I think it's kind of, you portray to the universe that you're desperate. And when you portray the idea of being desperate, I feel like you start to attract desperate situations and you start to question yourself. And I've been that girl before, and I haven't mastered the idea of relationships thus far because I'm still young and exploring and learning things about myself and other people. But I will say that one thing for sure and two things for certain, I'm not going to stay in a relationship if I'm not happy. And a lot of people say, oh, well, your standards are too high and, you know, you have to be more realistic. But realistically speaking, I don't feel like anyone's standards should be questioned by someone else. Everyone has their own standards and everyone shapes their own standards around what they will allow and what they won't allow based upon their own personal experiences. So you can't tell the next person that their standards are too high. Now, if you're being unrealistic saying, you know, I want this $1 billion man who takes me shopping every day and he has to be the breadwinner and I want to be the stay-at-home wife and I want to fly out, like, you know, those are unrealistic expectations, because that like happens every once in a million chances. But to say you want someone that is financially stable, mentally stable, driven, motivated, you know, down to earth, like have those type of qualities, go get a mentality, you know, bossed up, like those are things that are common, and those are things that you want to match. And I always say, I couldn't date someone who's not on my same wavelength, or, you know, could add any type of value to my life or teach me something that I don't know or make me feel comfortable in submitting. And I say that to say, because I am, and I consider myself to be an alpha woman. I consider myself to be a strong, have an independent mindset type of woman based upon my upbringing and my current situation. So in order for me to date someone, I have to feel comfortable to be able to submit in my feminine energy to that person because of what I know and how I feel about my value as a woman, as a person, as someone entering a new connection with someone. So me having that assurance in myself, I will want a partner that has that assurance in himself. And if you're not secure in yourself or what you can bring into a relationship, or just securing yourself in within yourself before even a relationship is in your pathway, I don't think that you should be dating a person if you're not secure within yourself. And when I say secure within yourself, I mean financially, you know, mentally, spiritually. Those are things that no one can teach you. They can teach you certain things, but you also have to want to learn, and you also have to want to do the work yourself. So if you're dating someone, of course they're not going to have it all per se, but if the willingness to learn is there, then so be it. And a lot of people say, you know, you can't date for potential. And I honestly feel that way to a certain extent. I'm not going to date anybody to build them up to be the person I want to be. And it comes to certain things. Now, you can't teach certain things, and there are certain things that you just have to have. I feel like having ambition and motivation is something that you can't really teach someone, because I feel like a lot of times when there's no one there to guide you and any of that, you're going to have to know how to have that motivation when someone is not there rooting you on. You know, you have to learn how to self-motivate yourself, have that ambition naturally to want to achieve more and want more for your life. And many people are not going to be there for you, like I said, to root you on and to motivate you. You have to have that within yourself. So there's just certain things as a person, I feel like you can't teach someone. And if a person is stubborn, and we all have stubborn qualities about ourselves because no one's perfect, if a person is stubborn, that makes it even harder to be in a relationship with someone, because if a person is not willing to, you know, understand and try to, you know, change certain things about habits that they have, because habits can be changed, then it's hard to be with someone when their habits are something that they are so accustomed to, so routine to, so, you know, stubborn about, that they feel like they don't do anything wrong, and their way of living their life and their choices and their habits is something that they feel like works for them. So that's hard to, it's hard to be with someone who is very stubborn and not willing to try to change their habits in order to grow as a person and grow within the relationship. So that's the difference. And I feel like as single women, a lot of single women get pressured, like I said, to be in relationships with people despite the person that they're with, you know, their straws, their differences, their narcissistic ways, or any problems that they have within relationship, whether it's infidelity or lack of communication or lack of finances, mental, there's a lot of things that could come with a lack mindset. But people, you know, frown upon sometimes single women and say, you know, you, if you have that mentality, you're gonna die single and you're never gonna be married and you're never gonna find the right person and you're never gonna do this, you're never gonna do that. But it's like, why frown upon a woman that has standards? I feel like everyone should have standards, and if you don't have standards, you won't be protected from lack situations or troublesome situations. If you have no standards, if you're just open to anything and open to anybody and allowing anybody into your space that you work so hard to achieve or the peace that you work so hard to have, then what does that say about you? What does that say about how you feel about yourself? Because I always say we attract people at the level we're on currently in our lives. People enter for our life to serve a purpose, and it may not be permanently, but if those temporary people come into your life at that time period in your life, then a lot of that is because they were there to serve a purpose, or you were at a place where you needed that type of person in your life to be there for you at that time. And once you elevate and grow and learn that lesson that the universe was trying to teach you, then you'll start to see that, okay, this is not fun anymore. This person is not meant for me. Now it's on to the next, you know, portion of my life. You know, you'll start to see those type of things. And it's nothing wrong to date. You know, every situation is not meant to be something that you commit to. Every situation is not supposed to be someone you fall in love with. And I myself am a hopeless romantic. I haven't been in many relationships, but the ones I have been in, I am all in. You know, I give my all to it in some way, shape, or form. And if it doesn't work out in the beginning stages of it, you know, I start to question, you know, what went wrong or whatever the case may be. But then I feel like I'm at a stage in my life when things don't work out in a relationship, I feel like that's the universe protecting me from what wasn't meant to be in my life no longer. And that's okay. And as humans, you will go through the motions of feeling, you know, especially if you care about someone naturally and it just changes abruptly. Naturally, you will feel emotional, and that's okay. But that's for you to grow through those emotions, analyze it, and then move forward, take the lesson and move forward with your life and work on yourself and continue to work on yourself. If you was that type of person that was in a relationship with someone and you forgot about your friends and you started to forget about yourself, you know, that period where you are, you know, fresh out of relationship, it is the time to refocus yourself on yourself. It is the time to refocus yourself on your goals if you weren't making that a priority. It's time to make yourself a priority. And when people, you know, because, you know, we have the nosies and the families and, you know, coworkers or people you're around. And like, oh, hey, how's so-and-so? And then you say, oh, I'm not with them no more. And they're like, oh, my God, I thought you guys were so happy. Or what happened? And blah, blah, are you okay? Like, it's normal. It's part of life, you know. And I feel like as single women, the goal, like I said, is to not be single. No one wants to be a single old woman. But you have to have time periods in your life where you are focusing on yourself, getting yourself right, so that when you are ready and the universe feels like you're ready to meet your soulmate or your twin flame or whatever importance that next person comes into your life and the role they play, that you are ready for them. You know, that you are in a positive, magnetic, high vibrational energy that is ready to receive the love that the universe has been saving for you all this time. And all the lessons that you have learned thus far will prepare you for this next love that is about to enter your life. And I myself am learning that as a young woman about to enter my 30s, analyzing the relationships I've been in. And, you know, I've experienced a lot of heartbreak, heartache, but I've bounced back from it. And ultimately, once I've learned to, you know, analyze those feelings and understand where things went wrong and accept the fact that there may not be any type of closure conversations and just move on based upon just my personal healing, having my tribe around me to support me and ground me and keep me grounded, you know, I learned those lessons, and that's what helps me move forward faster and easier in a positive way instead of doing negative things to move on from a situation. And as any single women that are listening to this podcast, I just want you to understand that there's nothing wrong with being single. It doesn't matter your age, you know. A lot of people, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, like, it's okay to have those periods of self-reflection, self-evaluation, just having time to yourself to figure out what it is that you want to do. And think about it, when you have those periods, because it's always temporary, where you're single and you have to refocus your back to yourself and your goals, you know, think about that time that you would probably never get back once you're married, because ultimately, when you become married and become a wife and a parent, your life changes, and you're gonna wish and reflect on those times where you were single and by yourself, and you know, you didn't use that time to have fun and to indulge in yourself and to have quality time and to have quiet time. You know, you're gonna reminisce on those times that you didn't appreciate, you know, and now you're in this forever situation, and a lot of times you don't remember what it feels like to be yourself when everything is just all on you to be the wife, to be the mother, to be responsible for others before yourself, you know, because a lot of times, unfortunately, you may lose yourself here and there when it comes to family matters, you know. And I just feel like it's important as women, whatever age bracket you're in, is to have those periods where you learn to love yourself. You learn to be comfortable being alone, you know, that you're not being with someone just for the sake of being with someone, just to say, oh, I have a man or I have a husband, but you're not happy. Because ultimately, when you're not happy, you attract unhappy situations. Unhappiness starts to reflect in your work and your family and what you eat and how you think and what you do and anything that you intake into your environment. And you will become out of alignment when you're not happy. You can't be in alignment and unhappy. It just doesn't work out that way. You know, of course, the universe will always send you signs for you to just take the time out to be more present. But realistically speaking, you can never be in alignment and be unhappy. Happiness, when you are happy, that means you are being present. Because being happy is a present feeling. And when you are presently happy, you'll start to see things differently. You'll start to take every day for what it is. Take every day one step at a time. And to appreciate the little things that matter that you weren't able to see before because you were so blinded by a relationship, by being there for a partner, by being, you know, someone else for someone to make them happy when you yourself may have not been happy in that situation. But everyone's situation is different. But don't feel guilty for showing up to the family functions and you're single and you have the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles that's questioning, why are you so beautiful and have this great job but you don't have a man? Like, because the universe, God, has not sent me him yet, and I am okay. And until then, I am living my life. That's what you say. You know, I am happy. I am grounded. My mental is good. My bank account is good. You know, I'm traveling. I'm having fun. You know, you talk about, first of all, you don't owe anybody an explanation, but if you have to, you know, present your current feeling of what it feels like to be a single woman, it's a beautiful feeling to be able, for the universe to be able to grant you your own time to yourself, to get your life together, to get your shit together, so that when the right person comes along, you will be ready to embrace that. You will be ready to see what you deserve. You will be mentally stable to recognize real love that's entering your life, and that you'll be able to love and return and reciprocate the same energy that's given to you. Take being single and having that time to yourself as a blessing. Because trust, it is a blessing. We all have to appreciate to love ourselves before we love anybody else, or before we can love anybody else. And we all have those periods where we lose ourselves and others, and we're not giving enough to ourselves and we're giving more to others. And that's why it's important to have that balance and have those standards and have that stability. And you don't create standards and boundaries until you have that time to yourself to recognize what it is that you won't allow and what you will allow, and start seeing being single as liberating, as something that's temporary, and when it does change, that you'll be ready for it. But until then, you're okay. You're human. You will have moments where you feel lonely, you know, but it's okay because it's temporary. And when you have those moments when you feel lonely, you start to yearn and you start to manifest and you start to attract love, because the universe sees that, okay, she's ready for the love. I'm going to bring her that person because she's ready. Don't feel lonely and do stupid shit, ladies. Don't feel lonely and call up an ex, unblock an ex, drunk text, and do stuff that you will regret after the next day, because you realize that you became vulnerable and you allowed the negative energy to make you feel weak, and backtrack to what didn't serve you in the past and bring it into your present moment. So that's my message for you, ladies. Being single is no problem. Being in a relationship, power to you. Whatever current status you're in, embrace it, love it, own it. And that's my message for you guys. See you soon.